In the headlines, Barbados climaxed the CARIFTA Championships with a stunning gold medal performance in track and field. The CEO of Community Coalition calls for re-engineering of society to address youth crime. Flo Oystein's Fish Festival sees big crowds despite vendor concerns. And Gospel Show Uplift draws a full crowd over the Easter weekend. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good morning, I am Ronald Clark. Barbados climaxed the CARIFTA Championships in Trinidad and Tobago last night in blazing fashion when Jaden Green won the only gold medal in track and field. The 18-year-old Green created a massive upset to beat the favourites from Jamaica to win the under-20 boys 200 metres in a time of 20.93 seconds. His mother, Nicole Green, who spoke from the stands at the Hazeley Crawford Stadium, revealed she sent him a motivational note before the race.
I sent him a picture, right? And funny enough, when I sent him this picture, he said, "Mom, all of that." I said, "It's a scripture about David, overcoming Goliath, right?" And I told him, "Let you read, it will show you how God was faithful to David, how him been." So he said, "Oh, I understand now. It makes sense." So that's the conversation between us.
Nicole Green, mother of the Barbadian gold medalist, Jaden Green. Barbados finished with 14 track and field medals, 21 medals in swimming with Heidi Stout and Keja Eastman copping gold medals yesterday. Stout got gold medals in the 100 metres freestyle and in the 1500 metres, while Eastman won the 200 metres individual medley. Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith, has commended the Athletics Association of Barbados for its proactive approach to talent development among young athletes. Speaking at CARIFTA, which was held in Trinidad and Tobago, Mr. Griffith noted while the government has provided financial support, the AAB has gone a step further by identifying and nurturing emerging talent. The minister is encouraging other national federations to follow the AAB's lead.
We have supported in terms of financial support, but I think it is a real proactive approach by the AAB in terms of identifying talent, bringing it together, bringing the requisite coaches together to develop those youngsters. It can only benefit us in the long run if you have that type of developmental program in place. And I could only hope that the other national federations take a leaf from out of the AAB and proceed to do a similar thing in terms of developing the young talent. We need to have people from within the particular discipline to do talent identification. I think that is critical. Too often we stage these events, but then there's nobody who's checking for talent to say, well, look, this person is doing something that we feel we can harness and hone their skills to move them to the next level. So I want to salute the AAB for the step that they took in terms of identifying close to 100 athletes to bring them together in a developmental pool.
Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith. The Chief Executive Officer of the Community Coalition, Henderson Williams, is calling for a major shift in how Barbados tackles rising crime, particularly among young people. Mr. Williams, who heads the group founded by community activist Hamilton Lashley, says the coalition was formed to support vulnerable communities and explore ways to stem the growing violent crimes. Speaking on the issue, Mr. Williams noted, statistics over the past 5 years point to a troubling trend.
We have been concerned oftentimes if you do an analysis of the stats, not only this year, but in the last 5-6 years, you will recognize that the age of the persons who would either been shot or involved in these things are young people. So not only young, poor people. So it sends a story, and the question is, what do we need to be able to do within our communities and within our society to ensure that that demographic gets the attention that they need in order to save off some of what we're seeing. We understand that in from a global perspective, there are more guns, there's more technology. We have to treat like a like, and it cannot be a situation where some people get a slap on the wrist and others go down. So we need to re-engineer what we're doing in terms of the society.
Chief Executive Officer of the Community Coalition, Henderson Williams. Organisers of the Flo Oisteins Fish Festival are reporting a successful 2025 edition with large turnouts across the weekend's events. Co-chair of the festival responsible for marketing, Israel Mallet, says attendance was up compared to last year.
The festival has been received well. For our Beat, Sit, Paint and Jazz event that we had, we could only hold 20 people. We had over 100 people respond. For the run, we had over 300 people register for the run last year. We had 235. So the events that we're asking people to register for, people are registering more. The festival is usually the biggest day. We had the Greasy Pole competition happening in the afternoon. That's usually a massive crowd pleaser. Everybody comes out for that. We have our nugget eating competition sponsored by Farmer's Choice. We have the tried and true dolphin skinning competition, the fish boning competition, and the fish cake eating competition. So we have lots of things jam-packed for the festival.
However, not all feedback was positive. Some vendors expressed concern about slow sales. Speaking with Starcom Network on the final day, Mr. Mallet suggested the dip in vendor earnings could be due to competing activities over the Easter weekend.
We have to recognize that Oisteins Fish Festival is not the only thing happening this weekend. For example, there was a massive show at Vibes Cartel on Island. There was another steel fan show that's happening as well. So Oisteins Fish Festival is not the only event happening on the cultural and entertainment calendar. And so with that, we would a split of the, you know, public coming out to various activities. What I can say that on the last day of the festival is usually when you see a bump in attendees, and that should redound to our vendors seeing an increase in sales. What we also have done, we started to go around to our vendors, promote them on social media, highlight who is selling what and where they are, so that not only are they doing their part, we're also doing our part to promote them as well, making sure that they can maximize the festival this year.
Co-chair of the Flo Oisteins Fish Festival, Israel Mallet. Neither rain nor clouds could dampen the spirit of gospel lovers this past Easter weekend as hundreds flocked to Codrington College for the highly anticipated Uplift Gospel Concert. The event saw full attendance, with patrons turning out in strong numbers to enjoy a night of music, faith and community togetherness. Headliner and joint executive producer, Dr. Nicholas Branker, said the event's mission was to promote unity, and he believes that message resonated with the crowd.
It was difficult at points with the rain falling and whatnot. It felt a little insecure, but everything worked out well, and I think the patrons had a good time. The band certainly had a great time, and we can face tomorrow. I think it's about making people feel better. As bad as things may seem, and as bad as all that, there's always a way, there's always hope, and we are all together in the same space, feeling the same thing at the same time. We can take joy and solace from that togetherness. That's what this show is about, feeling together as a community, and hopefully it worked.
Mr. Branker encourages local artists to focus on creating music with a positive message. However, he cautioned against blaming music for societal behavior.
Music is a very great healer, but it also can be very dangerous if it's misused. And music, a living thing in my mind, trusts the people that is creating it and guiding it, and it should not be misused. I'm not saying that we all have to sing religious music. We don't all have to play, you know, goody two shoes music. But we also have to think about what messages we're sending when we make other music. The society has more than one level. I also feel that blaming the music is not the right thing, because people feel the way that they feel and make the music. So if the society is in a place where people feel that that music is okay to make, then the society has an issue. We need to rethink who we are.
Joint executive producer of the show Uplift, Nicholas Branker. Chairman of the CARICOM Council for Trade and Economic Development, Chet Green, has welcomed the revised measures announced by the Office of the United States Trade Representative regarding China's maritime logistics and shipbuilding practices. While China has warned it will hit back at countries that make deals with the United States that hurt Beijing's interests, as the trade war between the world's two biggest economies threatens to drag in other nations. Top stories, Barbados climaxed the CARIFTA Championships with a stunning gold medal performance in track and field. And the CEO of Community Coalition calls for re-engineering of society to address youth crime. That's the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. More news at 8:30 this morning. Until then, I am Ronald Clark. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.